going to start the Prokim in Zechariah, which speak about the war of Gog and Magog, Gog the king of Magog, and it starts from Zechariah, Perek Yud Beis, and it goes till the end of Zechariah, which is Perek Yud Dalet. So we have three Prokim that deal with the war, the way it's going to be, La'asid Lavoi. Today we're going to learn Perek Yud Beis, and in it is our first mention in the Psukim to our dear Mashiach ben Yosef. Here we have the Pasuk, Perek Yud Beis of Zechariah. The Navi starts off, Masa Dvar Hashem al Yisrael. This was the talk that the Eibishter had about the Yidden. It says like this, the Eibishter, the one that founded the earth and created the heavens, and the one that created all the human beings. What's going to happen? Hine, I will make Yerushalayim a place that all the nations want to surround. There's going to be a big siege on the city of Yerushalayim. Listen what's going to happen. That even the Gagoyim are going to force some of the Yidden to join them in fighting the other Yidden. In other words, before this siege on Yerushalayim, the Goyim are going to take some of the Yidden, the Yehuda, and they're going to have them join them in their siege surrounding Yerushalayim. The Eibishter says, on that day, I will make Yerushalayim like heavy stone, like a heavy weight for all the nations. And what's going to happen is, everyone that's going to try to carry it, in other words, people which are going to try to start up Yerushalayim, they're all going to get their sheer reward. And all the Goyim are going to join. What's going to happen? The Eibishter says, I will take all horses, and Eibishter will strike them with confusion, and the riders, all the army people, are going to go a little bit bashigaon. They're going to go a little bit meshugah. And what's going to happen? All these people are going to be punished. And what's going to happen is all the Yidden, which were forced into joining them, the Navi says, they're not going to be punished because they did it by force. They weren't willingly fighting with the other Yidden. It was only because that's what they were forced into doing. They will open their eyes. They will see that they were speared. But all the horses of the Goyim are going to become blind. That's the Eibishter. All these people, when they see that all the Goyim got punished and they were saved, they're going to say that thank the Eibishter that is obviously the tefillahs of the Bnei Yerushalayim, because they knew that we weren't doing it on purpose. We were only doing it because we were forced. That day, the people of Yerushalayim, of Yehuda, are going to be like a fire to trees. In other words, they're going to take over. And like a flame in the stalks. They're going to eat up. In other words, they're going to destroy on the right, on the left, all the goyim around, and Yerushalayim is going to remain. These people that were surrounding them, what's going to happen is the Yidden, which were out of the cities, they're going to go home, and so they shouldn't think that the people in the cities were saved in their schus. In other words, it was because of the people in the cities that they were saved, so in order that they shouldn't say that, they just, I'm going to put in their hearts that they should all want to go home. And the Eibishter will protect for those that are living in Yerushalayim, and whoever will try to start up with them will end up like David, and even the weak Yidden are going to be like mighty warriors. They're going to give like extra strength to the Yidden, like a malach in front. In other words, they're going to have such hatzlacha in the melchamah, like a malach is going to be in front of them. On that day, I'm going to try to destroy all the goyim which are coming to destroy Yerushalayim, and at that day, I will pour to Beis Dovin all the people of Yerushalayim a special ruach of chen and sachanunim. In other words, they're going to want to daven to me. They're going to want to daven to the Eibishter. Now here is the key word. V'bitu elai eis asher dekaru. They're going to see and they're going to complain about the one that was killed. V'saf to Allah, and they will make a whole hesped on this person that was killed. Kimispeid ala yachid, like the hesped that they make on the individual. V'hamir Allah, and they're going to, you know, they're going to speak about, make the whole thing like you make for a bechor. Now, who is this person that was killed? Like, who is this person that they're making a big hesped for? So the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks, "Ha hespeda maya vidite? Who are they making this hesped for? For who is he?" It says, "Lasid Lavi, they're going to make a hesped." The Gemara over there, interesting, is trying to bring out the mile of tznius, and the Gemara says that you'll see later the psukim Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Dalid. The pasuk basically says that all the hesped is going to be done, the family separate, everyone separate, the men separate, the ladies separate. The hesped for this person that was killed is going to be done separate. Says the Gemara, Ma doch, when Mashiach comes, right after the Goyim Umogig times, it's going to be Mashiach times, you're not going to have a Yetzihara. And yet, Eibishter says that the hesped should be separate. Nowadays, when we have a Yetzihara and all the things like that, how much more so it's important that there should be a division, should be Anoshim, Noshim, V'taf, in a divided way. So the Gemara is proving from this hesped the idea of tznius, the idea of everything as the mechitzis, everything should be divided, everything should be separate. So the Gemara over there asks, who was this hesped for? Who is this person that was killed that we're going to make a hesped about when Mashiach comes? So the Gemara says, Pligi ba Rabdaisa v'Rabbanan. Rabdaisa and the Chachamim had an argument. Chad Omar. One guy says, it's referring to Mashiach ben Yosef. That's Mashiach ben Yosef who's going to be killed in the war. And they're going to make a hesped for him. And the other one says, we're talking about the Yetzihara. Mara says, if it's Mashiach ben Yosef, I understand the hesped. People are complaining that Mashiach ben Yosef was killed. If the Yetzihara was killed, why are you making a hesped on the Yetzihara? The Mara says, Simcha boi lenevad. Amai bachu. Why are they crying? You know, if you lose your Yetzihara, you should be happy. You should be making a big simcha. Why are you crying? And the Gemara brings a whole thing. Look what the Gemara says about the Yetzirah. The Gemara answers, Kegedara Shab Yehuda. Like Yehuda said, La'asid love when Mashiach comes, the Abish is going to take the Yetzirah and shecht it in front of the Tzadikim, and in front of the Rishayim. The Tzadikim, Hashem's going to make the Yetzirah look like a big mountain, a high mountain. And the Rishayim, he's going to make the Yetzirah look like a chut asayra, like a little thing. Everyone's going to be crying. The Tzadikim are going to cry, and they're going to say, how are we going to have the koyach to defeat such a big mountain? And the Rishayim are going to cry, why is it that we couldn't even conquer this little thing like the Yetzirah? And the Eibishter will talk a wonder with them, and he will say, come on, Chevre, what's with you? Why couldn't you do what you had to do? So in other words, that this crying is a different type of crying, but we see one of the Pirushim in the Gemara is going to be that this person that was killed in the Milchama was Mashiach ben Yosef. What's going to happen as a result from this? What's going to happen is like this, that it says Mashiach ben David is going to get scared. So he's going to tell the Eibishter, he wants to talk to him, he wants a request. So the Eibishter will say, tell me what you want. He'll say, Yibayni shalaylam, eini mivakish mimcha el achayim. What I want is life. So Eim aloi, chayim atchaloi, amartu kfar isnabi alecha David avicha. He says, you, we already spoke about this present to you through your Zayda David. Like it says in the Pasuk, Chaim Shom Imcha Nasataloi, that you asked for life and you gave it to him. So we see that by Mashiach, there is this special inyan of Chaim, the way it's going to be, not like Mashiach ben Yosef, where Shaykh Hariga by Mashiach ben Yosef, by Mashiach ben David, there's a whole new concept of Chaim.